Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a coverage episode on Comic Chronicle. As always, I'm your host, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, guys, we're going to be talking about a book here that, if once you're done listening to this, check out the interview. We actually have the interview with these folks on here, the one interview we have so far. Or maybe we'll have more by the time this gets put up on the podcast. Who knows, ladies and gentlemen? I can't tell the future as of yet. Voracious, the indie book by Action Labs. So if you want to check out the interview with the co-creators on there, I do have that for your guys' listening pleasure. And it is also a long episode, too, so don't you worry, like, it's going to be 10 minutes. No. It's one of those of, it's long. It's about an hour or something long for you guys. Oral pleasure. So it's a little kind of informational issue, you would say. I'm telling you guys all about the great series Voracious, and then you can check out that. Probably should have been released earlier, but hey, you know what? We're laid back. We're fans. This is for the fans. By fans. So, first up, guys, though, before we get too off track here, is the writer is Marcusson Nasso. Marcusson. It was tough to pronounce, but then he corrected me on it, so. And then artist Jason Murr. Which, might I add, guys, these two, phenomenal work here. Phenomenal work. We'll get into that one later. Now, here is some of the main characters in there. Now, we have, first up, the main character, Nate Wilner. And we also have Starly, Nana Marble, and then Captain Jim. Very, very great storyline. Now, in case you're wondering, what the shit is Voracious? You're like, just tell us, man, tell us. Tell us what it is before we kill you. Now, don't worry, you don't have to kill me anytime soon. I'll tell you when you can. The synopsis, Nate Wilner loses everything he cares about in a fire. And then, after he gets a letter saying he comes back and his uncle left him, left everything the uncle had back in his hometown to him. So he moves back to his hometown, sees everyone there, kind of recollects, old flames get reignited, which is beautiful, by the way, I still ship them too. And he finds out the uncle left him a time-traveling suit in a big-ass lab inside the mountain next to the town. Thinking like, evil genius, no. He uses a time travel suit to go back in time, and he sees some dinosaurs. Now, in order to survive, he has to kill some, because obviously carnivores and whatnot, we know the drill. And your host is a big fan of dinosaurs, so this is like a dinosaur comic book that is beautiful. And we're going to get into details on it later, but first off, I want to tell you guys, before I finish the synopsis, it is a very gory book, and it's a very adult book. Be warned, very, very adult book. Because of the gore to dinosaurs and people. So he uses it to kill dinosaurs, but then after doing that, he gets the idea because Nate himself is actually a chef. And he's a young lass, but he is a chef. Nonetheless, went to school, did everything, restaurant burned down. He also lost his sister who died. Key pointer right there, key pointer. Remember that. And he takes it back, he's like, maybe I can try this. And you find out, hell, dinosaurs taste delicious. So he uses the dinosaurs and makes them into meals at a dinosaur-themed restaurant in his hometown. And I'm not going to go into any more details without spoiling it. So, but there is also, guys, a tie-in series on this one. Let me get into the series for you guys now. The series on here for you, we're looking at the main Voracious series line, which is awesome. It's only got a few issues out right now. Well worth the time to pick them up, though. And you're looking at the tie-in series, Voracious Feeding Time number, Voracious Feeding Time. Now, it's a tie-in series only. And it gives some backstory and whatnot on the stuff. And I want to tell you guys this. So it continues the story. It is only around because of fans. Fans actually brought this book to light and is now being published because of fans. Because of kickstarting. They did a Kickstarter. They asked for the fans in that of Voracious, hey, would you like to do this? We talked about the Kickstarter. One of the Kickstarter has ended, though. And now the books have been shipped out, the special prizes went out, which there are many, many special prizes. They talk about that also on the podcast, the issue as well in the interview. And yours truly backed it up too. It got his fair share of signed stuff, let me tell you. It's beautiful. So if you like dinosaurs, you like dinosaurs getting shot in the head, you like them being eaten, you also like people and good character development, and also some many, 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 many plot twists, then you know what? Check out this book. Well worth your time. Great series, 5 out of 5 on the scale, because just amazing. It's got dinosaurs in it, guys. It's got dinosaurs, and it's got good characters you can kind of relate to, in a sense. And then also, great times for all. It's happy. for a bit, and then things go to hell. But still, it's still great. The guys in charge of the co-creators and whatnot, great. And thank God Action Labs published this, because Action Labs, I love you for this. I love you too, the creators and whatnot. I love you guys so much. So that's it for Voracious on here now. This is a little quick little thing, because if I talk about it anymore, I'll spoil it. And if you want any more higher details and whatnot, read the book. And then also, if you want to, right before you read the book, which I don't recommend, check out the interview, guys. Check it out. Listen to it. Maybe listen to it as you're reading and whatnot to find out more information. We dig into both them men's passes, past and present and futures and whatnot, and cool things to come. So thank you guys for joining me on another issue of Comic Chronicle and little coverage of Voracious. Oh, and as always, too, I want to put this out there. It's always good to read indie books, ladies and gentlemen, because people work hard. They're like people. They're people like you and me. Well, so is comic book artists and writers, but there are people out there who want a book out but can't work for DC or Marvel, so they do their own. It is beautiful. It is. Indie books are something to always check out. Just don't read the big ones like Marvel, DC, and IDW and that. Well, read IDW because it has a lot of indie books. So read, other than the big two, read indie books, too. Add them to your pull list, because they are well worth it in the time. And Voracious proves it. Voracious here is the epiphany of, check out indie books. Check them out. They're well worth it one time, guys. So is Paper Girls and whatnot, all that. We're not going to mention other books, though, too much. But check it out. So thank you, guys. And as always, too, if you want to give me any recommendations or things to cover, if you want any reviews and whatnot, go ahead, send it out. Message or tweet at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. And as well, too, guys, if you want to subscribe so you get more alerts and whatnot for when there's coverage episodes uploaded to iTunes or Podbean, check it out and subscribe and follow on there is always the plus. So then, as you know, we always have our weekly report. But then with the comics, reviews, and whatnot, then we also have our coverage episodes and maybe potentially future interviews, too. So thank you guys for joining me as well. And stay classy, Black Fossil.